Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
I never know the words to songs. Landfill. I just decided something. When I drive home from Ashburn this afternoon, whenever the hell it is, and it takes me 90 minutes because of the traffic in Tyson's, I'm just going to listen to Prince. Prince Radio, Prince Playlist. I'll decide. But that's going to be my afternoon.
Smart man.
What we're going to listen to right now, though, is another smart man. Commanders offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury addressing the media, starting with, listen, Bill has made a big impact on this organization. He's now won two Rookies of the Week. He just won a FedEx Ground Player of the Week. Bill looks like the real deal, and I'm curious, for Cliff, what's impressed him most about the rookie running back?
Yeah, I think the work ethic, first and foremost, as far as things that have impressed me, doesn't make the same mistake twice. And throughout camp, when he touched the ball, good things happened. Still has a ways to go away from the ball. But I would say just the constant improvement earned him more touches.
That away from the ball, is that blocking mainly that you're talking about?
Yeah, everything that's not carrying it when you're talking about pass protection and pass game, any sort of lead blocks that he's asked to do. Like, he just has to keep working and become a complete back. But since day one when he got here, when he touches the ball, he tends to do good things with it.
And for running backs, we often talk about how they need, you know, kind of volume to get going. But he's a guy that, you know, even when he had limited carries, he's been able to make the most of them. What's sort of the challenge of doing that for running backs, and why do you think he's excelled so much in that area?
Yeah, I think the O-line's played at a high level for all those guys. When you look at some of the yards per carry that all those backs have had, I think it's been pretty good thus far. And the guys like to play, like to get in a rhythm, but he has a knack for kind of finding it whenever he gets his opportunity, and he can make some plays that aren't there, that aren't blocked up as well as you would like. And so I think that's kind of allowed him to have some success early, and hopefully it continues.
Between him not really playing his last college football season and, you know, being a seventh-round pick early on, I'm sure he didn't get a ton of reps. You know, what work did you see him do when he wasn't on the field and getting those reps to try to improve?
Yeah, he just always wants more. I think that's the biggest thing. He'd hop in, you know, if we're not careful, we look out, and he'd be out there with the ones from day one. He believes in himself, high confidence level. But I just think has a big chip on his shoulder, like you said, from not getting to play his senior year. You know, he went to the All-Star game, really had a great week there, and then has just carried that confidence with him.
What was your evaluation of Jaden's performance on Sunday, and I guess specifically with regards to sliding, taking care of the ball, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I thought he protected the ball well. It's a good defense that we faced, and I liked that we started slow, and he was really unfazed by that. Just continued to play at a high level, had some good throwaways, and kind of knocked the rust off and led his team to a victory.
And then a guard with Chris Paul, I mean, really hit the ground running. How do you envision the future of that spot when Sam comes back, and is this kind of his job to lose, I guess, for lack of a better way to put it?
Yeah, we're taking it week by week as we go, but I've been really proud of Chris and his performances. He's played really well for us, been physical inside there, and from last year to this year is a completely different player. I think his play style, the effort, came back in better shape and has really elevated his play.
Hey, good afternoon, Coach. I know you guys were really high on how Luke McCaffrey came into the program this offseason. Even from that point to now being able to contribute the way that he has, what have you kind of seen from him since then?
Yeah, just continues to get better and better, like we talked about. I really liked how he came back, the attitude, you know, the physical shape he was in, and has just taken and run with it. It was a lot to ask him to play inside and outside last year, and I think he's settled in now, and we have full confidence wherever we put him, he's going to go make a play, and I know Jaden does too. So that's been cool to see that connection kind of grow in year two.
And I know a lot of time receiver blocks don't necessarily get noticed by all that many, but there was one specifically, that mm-hmm. big run by Bill on the right side where he's engaged with one charger, another one's coming. He kind of puts his body in the way. I know it entertained Jaden. What were your thoughts just kind of when you watched it in real time and then when you broke it down on tape?
Yeah, that's awesome. We talk about that, like playing longer than the guy with the football and playing away from the football, being a lead at that. And he takes a lot of pride in it. He practices in a practice. If you watch the film, he's a guy, anytime the ball is thrown or it's a good run, I mean, he's sprinting into the screen. And so to see it show up on Sunday was cool to see.
We've talked about Debo before, but I'm going to ask again. When you see, like, people talk about his energy, how do you see that playing out, whether it's on the field, meeting rooms, how do you see that?
Yeah, just the competitive nature. I mean, he is as competitive as I've been around. I mean, on game day, he sets the tone with the intensity, the focus. You know, when he touches the ball, it's, you're like, okay, here we go. And I think that gives us all a lot of confidence when he's out there. But he's practiced every day, you know, when he hasn't had any sort of issue, that he's been here from spring workouts on. Like, he wasn't asking for vet days, wasn't taking days off, and he just loves to play, and I think that is infectious.
And when you have guys like Terry Noah out, and he's obviously a guy defenses know you're going to want to get to, what's the challenge for him, and why is he still able to get the ball so much and do something with it?
I would say just his versatility. I mean, they know we're going to try to get him touches, but he can play outside, he can play inside, he can play running back, he can do it kind of all, and I think that allows me as a play caller and us as an offensive staff to be creative in how we get him the ball and continue to try and find ways to do that.
Did you give Luke any instruction or set goals for him in the offseason to really work on certain stuff?
No, I just think as an organization, we all kind of gave him a vision for what we saw in that role, what it could look like. And he came back really focused and really understanding, like, we have some really good wideouts on this team, and so if I'm going to contribute, this is what my role needs to be, and I need to be a master of the offense, understanding inside, outside, and then the play style, and he's done that. So it's really, as a coach, and I know Bobby feels the same way, it just makes you super proud to see a kid dedicate it whole offseason to it and then come back and have the results he's had.
And then with Bill, I mean, given that he didn't play all but one game at Arizona, how much did you know about him before you got him? And, you know, after first seeing him, did you expect this to
yeah,
be what you get?
I didn't know much, to be honest. I didn't know his name was Bill, first and foremost. But I think from day one of just being here, just you could tell the run style was unique. He had twitch. He had quickness. And then just he wants to play every play. Like, he loves the game. He's eaten up by it. And so those things kind of shine through from day one.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Hey, Cliff, with regards to Josh Connerly, by the stats, gave up a few pressures, but I'm just curious, what did you think of him, not just in this last game, but just now that we're into week five?
Yeah, he just continues to improve as well. We talked about the stretch he had to open his career there at right tackle was kind of a murderer's row of some of the top pass rushers in the NFL. And so I think he learned a lot from that. And the more he plays, the better he's going to get. He's another guy who he's very conscientious, comes from a great program at Oregon, that was really well coached, knows how to study film, knows how to prepare. And so those things, as the season goes on, he's going to have his ups and downs, but he'll continue to get better.
And with no disrespect to Andrew Wiley, when Sam comes back, are there certain aspects you think are going to really help Josh just based on what you've seen, his strengths and weaknesses and what Sam can do?
Yeah, we'll see how that all plays out. You know, I think anytime you have a veteran guy next to you can help. You know, I mean, it's a guy that's been through it and plays at a high level like Sam. I think any tackle in the league would be happy to have him next to him.
Hey, Coach, along the lines of the running back room, Chris Rodriguez and Jeremy McNichols, what have you seen from them so far?
Yeah, I think just what we've always known, like when they're called upon to make a play, to make a block, to do it right, they nail it each and every time. And we feel comfortable with either one of those guys as our starting running back, and I think that's the biggest compliment I can give them. They can do it in all phases. They play special teams. They can be effective in the pass game. And so very dependable, reliable players that we feel like we can play at a high level with.
And looking ahead to the Chicago Bears, what types of challenges might that defense present to you all?
Yeah, they've really done a nice job of taking the ball away. Dennis Allen's been one of the great defensive minds in the NFL for a long time, and it's a talented roster. They're getting some players back that have missed a couple games, so I know it'll be a big challenge for us.
Hey, Coach, could you talk about the offense? Where have you seen them improve the most over the last couple games?
Yeah, I just like the run game. The physicality of the run game, I think, has really gotten better as we've gone along. I think that last drive going 99.5 yards is a big step for us, like closing the game out on our terms, being physical. They knew we had to run it. We were able to run it. And that's, you know, that's the type of football that carries you into the postseason if you can get there, is being able to have that type of run game. So we got to keep building off of it and just continue to be consistent in that area.
And pass blocking, could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think we're continuing to improve. It's a group that we've had some moving parts, so I think when we can get consistent in there and have the same unit for multiple weeks, that always helps. And I think we made a step this last week. We got to take a step again against Chicago with a really good pass rush. Thank y'all.
Commanders offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury there. Lot to take in. They're not going to say Cosme gets his job back. I do think Cosme eventually gets his job back. I kind of
don't have to say it. He will.
Right. I also kind of think I think it's the Dallas game more than the Bears game. But we'll see. Right. Today's a big day because it's a padded practice. They're going to really go for it today, and we'll kind of see where it lands.
Yeah.
With Sam, Cliff on Bill, I thought was really relevant, and Bill has been electric with the ball in his hands, undoubtedly.
Mm-hmm.
But Kingsbury said, of the things Bill still has to do, he has a ways to go about his game without the ball.
Away from the ball, yep.
Kingsbury specifically said pass pro, pass game, any sort of lead blocks. He has to keep working to become a complete back. But since day one, when he touches the ball, he does good things with it.
Yeah, and that gets you more time. But if you want to be the guy who's going to be out there even more, that pass pro is unbelievable. Carrying out a fake away from the ball is unbelievable. You have to do all those things, and he will get it. You know, you watch him, that kid basically just, he enjoys what he's doing. He always has a smile on his face, and he's going to keep improving. And as he improves, then he'll get more time. You know, most fans look at stuff, they just want to automatically throw you at the top. That's not how it works on a football field. And those are fans that have played at some level of football, you know. Your coach don't just throw you out there. You earn it. And I think Bill is earning it.
Definitely. And the more you do with the ball, the more they'll work on the other stuff with you.
There you go.
But I think a lot of folks are like if we see a bunch of C-Rod this week, that they – it's not just them, like, not trusting rookies or something. I've heard that. The not trusting rookies thing, Jaden started day one. Samer still started day one.
Connerly
has started day one. Lane has started day one. Amos has started day one. They'll put the guys on the field.
Totally.
That's not the issue. All right, when we return.
They just want to put you out. They don't want to put you out there and you fall on your face.
Right.
You know?
They don't want the player to fall on his face or – the results,
but they don't care about your. They don't care about the damn witch column either. Your fantasy football teams.
No.
So that's what a lot of people care about.
Does Kingsbury strike you as a dude that cares about fantasy football?
No, Kingsbury just like me.
You know what people sleep on? I think with Cliff, he's a big fella. People, I don't think realize that Cliff is kind of a unit, man. Like he's that prototypical QB size, and I think people aren't aware of that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's particularly relevant, but that's just one thing I'm going to point out today. You'll hear from Joe Witt coming up, plus John Oran joins us at 1 o'clock. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.